Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, folks, to our special edition of Sports Talk here at the Rouse's Market in Houma on Martin Luther King Boulevard. Going to take a step into our talk and text line. Happy to welcome in now Frank Selfo, coach of Southeastern. I should say playoff-bound coach after our big win in the River Bell Classic. Thanks so much, time, coach. How you been?
I'm doing good, man. We're grinding away. It's playoff time and great time of the year, right?
Coach, congratulations. Man, I was sure glad that you get it because I thought they kind of stole everything from you last year. You didn't get a chance to play. But now you get that chance in there. And surprised me, three teams from the Southland Conference able to get in. Even Lamar with a loss able to squeak in. But, man, I'm thrilled for Southeastern and you that you're able to get in there. And a big win over Nicholls State Thursday night for the River Bell Classic.
You know, Mike, I think the greatest thing about the River Bell is it is a true rivalry. We got so many kids on both rosters from the state of Louisiana. It's pure. It is the rivalry is almost even. You know, I think we're up a game or two or something like that. Each team has won at the other team's place the last 6-7 years, and we wanted to break that streak this year, and we were able to do it. But that's I think you saw the passion. There's Nicholls. They've been riddled by injuries all year long. I thought Tommy did a great job holding that team together all year with all the injuries that they had. And for them to come in and play us like they did with the passion that they did really speaks volumes to what this rivalry is all about, that it doesn't matter the records or anything else. It's just a heck of a deal. And then Nicholls, our crowd really showed up, but so did Nicholls State. They showed up and, you know, the crowd, the band, everything else, and it was great atmosphere for us in Strawberry Stadium, and I couldn't be proud of both teams to be able to do this, you know, for the people of South Louisiana.
Coach, we saw the original, Buck Buchanan. We old enough, we saw the original, but right. Caleb Proctor, and man, what a year he's pieced together for the Lions, and now he's a finalist for the Buck Buchanan Award. But, you know, you and I, see, a guy like Geller, you know, he's way too young for that. He don't remember no Buck Buchanan. But you and I saw the original. But, man, tell everybody a little bit about Caleb. Haven't watched him, and he's not the biggest guy around from a height standpoint. But Coach, what impresses me so much about him is his ability to get off the snap, and he's such a good leverage guy to beat his opponent.
He is, Mike, and I know you've watched a lot of guys over the years, and you know what he's all about. You can see talent when it's out there. I really do. I think he's the best defensive lineman in FCS football. I think he might be the best. I haven't seen everybody enough, but maybe the best defensive player in FCS football. And one of the top players in the country. We've had all 32 NFL teams coming through here, you know, to see him practice and watch him play. And as good a player as he is, he's even a better person. He's the catalyst for the season that we're having right now. He had an opportunity at midterm to leave and go take a lot of money. He got tampered with more than anybody I've ever seen in my life. And he just stayed focused on what he wanted to do, which was to earn his degree from here and play a senior year with all the guys that he came in with. And this senior class, there's 25 in there. And there were five or six others that were going to probably jump in the portal till he decided to stay. Then he sat down and talked to them. They had a nice meeting, and they all talked about the commitment to the university, to each other, and to our program. And that, you know, we're reaping the benefits on the field, but I don't think you can ever get back what they have done, not only for Southeastern football, for all of Hammond and really college football altogether, to show that you don't have to bounce around. You don't have to take a little more money or even more money to get in, to enjoy and get the traditional respect that you do out of your teammates that you're going to have for a long, long time, the rest of your life, really. And I think it's sometimes we get on players of this generation about doing things, and this bunch here has been the complete opposite, and Caleb has been the lead dog in that.
Coach, give me a couple names of guys that when you started the season, maybe you weren't quite sure about. Well, boy, they've come through big for you as the season has kind of gone to a conclusion, regular season, now into postseason.
You know, our seniors are the ones that kind of led us this whole time, Mike. And our quarterbacks, these were two guys that had come in. They've never played before. They've done an unbelievable job, unselfishly splitting time back there and being able to do what we need to do for them. And because of them, the rest of the team sees that. Look, you know this, the quarterback position is the most selfish position on the field, maybe in all of sports. And those guys have just been unbelievable in their support for each other and the leadership that they provide to the rest of the team. So I think our quarterback position is the one spot where you just go, you know, that's where everything came together this year. Offensive line has been solid. Our receivers with Jalen DiMaggio is just, as good as it gets. And then, we got a running back room by committee led by Jaden Henry and DeAndre Jackson and, you know, Calvin Smith and Kyree Paul. So, you know, we've got a group of guys there. On the other side of the ball, our defensive line, Ahmad Bradley, really had a great year for us. And Josh Randall was second on the team in sacks. We talked about Proctor, Rowan Briggs, linebackers with K.K. Reno, who's, you know, just named today as a defensive player of the year in the conference. And then our secondary, that's a senior-laden bunch, Blaine Delahousie. He's been here 6 years and really stepped up and played well. Shakespeare Lewis, Ian Goodley Connolly's an all-conference player, and then Zach Johnson at the other corner. We got a lot of good players, you know, and we got a chance to play a lot of players this year, Mike. And I'm fortunate. You know, I've been in this long time, and I don't think you have years like this come about every year, and I'm just so fortunate to be able to be a part of this.
Frank, how do you kind of juggle it this week? Because of the fact, you know, guys get distracted. It doesn't take much. Even old men like us, it don't take much to get distracted. But with Thanksgiving coming around, but you got a big game against Illinois State. But then you flip it. A week from now is National Signing Day. I mean, you talk about the calendar catches you. And this is where I think college football has to do a better job in working with the coaches and athletic directors, that the calendar's way too early for a signing period. This got to be moved back, because now you've got all this intertwining of conference championships, playoffs, final games of the season. That puts a lot of juggling on the coaching staff as you're entering that final week of the early recruiting, which now has become a big session, because we were talking to Coach Rybecki last night. He's expecting he'll sign 18 to 22 guys. At one time, you was maybe waiting for the February period, but now you got to do it earlier.
Listen, Mike, when you take a look at the powers that be in charge of the NCAA, you just realize how stupid they really are. These are supposedly smart people that can't do anything right. They can't get out of their own way, and they rely on people who are not in this business to give them advice, and that's what they go with. And they don't know what they're doing. So they need to rely on the people who are actually doing this each and every day. The first thing we got to do is we got to get the competition calendar and the school calendar somewhat aligned. And that's not even close right now. And like you said, now with the college football playoffs and FBS and now FCS, both the signing date is going to come at a time when there's a lot of teams continuing to play. We don't have a chance to go out and see the players. We can't get them in here for official visits because we're still playing. And that puts some people behind the eight ball. But then at the end of the day, our commitment as a coaching staff is to our team, not next year's team, not yet. It's to our team right now, and it spreads everybody thin. And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize. And then you got the transfer portal, which is in January, and we're talking right now about teams that are in the playoffs and their coaches are being tampered with, or their agents are tampering outside with other jobs that are going to be leaving in the midst of the playoffs. And tell me how much sense that makes. And so it's about people complain about the players not having loyalty to a program because of the transfer portal. Now we got coaches that are leaving because they got an opportunity to go somewhere while the teams are still playing. And then you got administrators firing head coaches in the middle of the season. Then they're reaching out to other coaches at other schools, and that's tampering. So it's a complete, you know what kind of show it is. But it's all jacked up, and we got to get some more leadership in there. We got to get some people that understand this. I would love to have Nick Saban with his information, what he knows and his knowledge. Guys who have been through this and see what we're going through each and every day and understand it because they've been through it, and have them and have somebody listen to them, not just have a committee every other week of guys who have no idea whether the ball's blown up or stuffed. And I don't know. I know I'm on a soapbox, and I apologize for that. But this is a real situation that's taking place in real time. And I think at the end of the day, the people that get hurt the most are our players. And those are the ones we should be taking care of the most.
Coach, give us a little preview of Illinois State. Bobby was like, Mike did the Cardinals. I said, no, they're the Redbirds. He was like, it's all the same animal, right? I was like, okay, I get it. So tell us a little bit about what you
– Good lead either one of them, Mike. Good lead either one of them, a Redbird or
Woody. Woody. Yeah, I agree with that. Tell us a little bit about Illinois State.
Well, what you got there is you got a guy that's the head coach has been there for 17 years. They know exactly what they're doing. They've had a lot of success there in the Missouri Valley, which I think is the deepest conference in the country in FCS. And so he's had a lot of success in that conference, won a national championship a few years back. And he knows what he wants to do and how he wants to do it. Offensively, everything works at the quarterback position. That guy's really he's instrumental in the run game, pass game. A great scrambler. He takes care of the football, Mike. You look at his numbers. I think he's got 28 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. They protect him well. Do not give up sacks. But a lot of it has to do with him. He can get out of trouble or he gets the ball out of his hands. Their receivers are by committee. They've got 4 or 5 guys that they can go to at any time, and I think they feel really comfortable with them. And then their running backs, they got 2 main guys that they get the ball to, very powerful guys. You look at the profile of a Midwestern team, a powerful, coming at you, downhill stuff, and that's how they run the football. You're not going to have to find them too many times, but you're going to have to fight them the whole time. Defensively, they're an odd front team, and you'll see a lot of pressures. They do a lot of stuff with their front 7 off the edges, strong and weak, and also interior stuff. And our guys are going to have to do a great job identification-wise. I think their secondary is extremely good. They run well, and their coverages, they're mostly a zone team, but they do play some man, but their coverages, they mix and match them throughout the course of the game really effectively. So you're looking at a well-coached team. Look, at the end of the day, there's 24 teams left in the country. Hell, every one of them are good. So I think you could probably give the same scouting report each week from here on out on everybody. And so they're a really good football team, but you know what that means? We're in that 24-2, so we're a really good football team. And I'm looking forward to the matchup on Saturday.
You're damn right. You're a good football team, and they well coach, and that's a big tribute to you. So this coming Saturday in Strawberry Stadium, hey, fill it up, man, and make it loud and proud. Too bad, Frank, we didn't get a hot spell. And, man, really sweat them out. You know what I mean? Man, they ain't used to this kind of heat and humidity if we were able to sweat them out, in late November.
Hey, Mike, I get enough of the hot spell in August. I'm enjoying the heck out of this right now. So, hey, look, I want to plug my son's got a podcast, the other D1, and I want people to go listen to that thing. It's hilarious now. He's kind of goofy at times, but, boy, I tell you, they got some great insight into Southland Conference football. So, everybody be sure to tune in and get over here to Strawberry Stadium on Saturday at noon.
Coach, thanks so much. Hey, congratulations for a great season. I'm going to tell you something my cousin Tim DeTay used to tell me in November. I want to talk to you next week.
conquer in advance.
I want to talk to you next week, Mike.
I am looking forward to it, Mike. Thank you, buddy, for everything you do for us.
Thank you, Frank.
That was Southeastern football head coach Frank Selfo joining us here on Sports Talk. We're going to take a break. Be back with even more right after this. We'll get into pick six after the break on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk at the Rouses Market in Home of Folks, Martin Luther King Boulevard. Stop by. We are here until 7 p.m., then hand it off to the Saints Hour with Mike Haas. Are you getting ready for a big Thanksgiving spread? Rouses has got you covered with fresh ingredients for gumbo, dressing, casseroles, and even traditional dishes. Pick up sweet potatoes, Gulf oysters for your dressing, Merlotton for your family recipes. Stop by at Rouses Market.
Hey, get them Gulf oysters, man. I'm telling you. And now, that cornbread, got cornbread dressing too. You like that, Steve? You like cornbread dressing?
I like all kinds of dressing.
Okay, I got you.
I'm pretty easy to please with food. I don't say no to many things.
Well, you like A-Bear.
Yeah.
And too much, if it don't eat him, he'll eat it.
We're going to get into our pick six segment now, Mike. Charlie, how did we fare last weekend?
Bobby went 4-2. Steve, you and I went 3-3. Mike went 2-4 this past week. Kind of a quick recap here. Mike, Bobby, myself all picked Mizzou. Finally, Steve, you picked OU and they went right for you, so congratulations on that. Bobby got us all on the Oregon game. Oregon ended up covering that big 10.5-point spread against USC. Lincoln Riley shouldn't have trusted him, and oh well, we'll move on. NFL games, it was a split. Bobby and I had taken the Colts. They ended up barely covering that 3.5. I was sweating that one, guys. Both of you took Kansas City and lost. We all lost the Saints, and then real make it simple, we all won the Rams. We all won the 49ers. So updated standings real quick, guys, before we get into college football rivalry week. Mike is 39-40, leading the way with a negative record. That's how bad we've been this year, guys. Bobby and I are tied at 37-42. Steve is at 35-44. Guys, I sent this text to y'all this morning basically saying, like, college football rivalry week, there's a lot of really intriguing games that I wanted to dive into. So we're doing pick eight this week because we got five games in college football and then three in the NFL week 13. So we got to kind of get through this pretty quickly. We'll go step by step. As always, chronological order. The first game of the weekend that we will be picking is Friday, number 3, Texas A&M, 2.5-point favorites on the road at number 17, Texas. Bobby sent in his picks this week, so I have him. He's got Texas A&M -2.5 here. Guys, this feels like one of those games where, you know, you remember last year Texas A&M was hosting Texas and there was all that hype around that game, and then Texas just walked in and whooped them around. I think this is the revenge game for A&M. I think they've been legit all year. I don't care what people say about their schedule and strength of schedule, whatever. I think Texas A&M goes in and knocks Texas out of the playoff conversation for good here and covers a 2.5-point spread on the road.
I'm with you. I like A&M. I just think they're the better team, and their quarterback's playing better. Listen, nothing against Arch, but if you had your choice right now, who would you pick? You'd pick Reed or you'd pick Manning?
Right.
It's easy pick.
Yeah.
Easy on that. So give me A&M.
Yeah, that's why my pick's easy, too. I'm going with the better team, like you said. It's just 2.5, so give me the Aggies on the road here in Texas.
And then we got a real fun matchup in the Big Ten, guys. Number one, Ohio State. This line has been all over the place. I think it opened at maybe 5.5, and then it jumped all the way up to like 12.5, and now it's down to 10.5. The Buckeyes at number 18, Michigan. The hump that they can just not get over in recent years, Michigan continues to beat them. This is at the Big House, and Ohio State's getting 10.5 points. Bobby's got Ohio State minus 10.5. Ohio State has been bludgeoning teams all year long. The one thing that gives me any type of hesitancy is that they haven't been able to do it to Michigan recently. But give me the Buckeyes to cover. I think that they win. Michigan's been bad against the spread all season long, guys.
Ohio State's the best team in the country. If Michigan wins this game, man, it's almost like a curse. But I got to go with the Buckeyes. They are loaded everywhere.
Yep.
And you talk about they didn't have their starting receivers last week. And look at what they rolled up. Without Jeremiah Smith and without Cornell Tate. Man, they are absolutely loaded. Now, again, it's a one-game deal, and they haven't had a lot of success against Michigan, especially when Harbaugh was there. But Neil Moore beat them last year.
Right.
But, again, for me, Buckeyes.
Yeah, double digits on the road, giving points I usually want to stay away from, but you mentioned it, Mike. The Buckeyes, best team in college football right now. I'll lay the 10.5 in Ann Arbor.
I mean, how many first-round picks are they going to end up having, guys? I'm really actually looking forward to that once we get to April. But, like you said, Mike, it is a loaded roster, the best team in college football. Clean sweep for Ohio State, minus 10.5 on the road. Up next, so all these rivalries, we're having a good time. Then there's just LSU at Oklahoma thrown in here, guys. I don't really understand. I guess it's because LSU's rival games against, like, Ole Miss and Arkansas they play earlier in the year. Anyways, LSU at number 8, Oklahoma. OU minus 10.5. Bobby's got the Sooners covering that. You know, OU burned me last week when I picked Missouri to cover a decent spread on the road in Norman. So give me OU here. I hate picking the Sooner team because every time I pick them, it feels like they don't cover and the vice versa. But give me the Sooners 10.5. I think that defense is just way too stout.
I think Oklahoma's defense, it would stack up with Ohio State. Now, their offense, Mateer, you don't know what you're going to get out of him since he's gotten back from the injury. But, man, LSU has shown me nothing on offense. And you going up against one of the best defenses in college football? No, give me the Sooners here.
Good ruck, as Mike would say.
Good ruck.
I'm rolling with Oklahoma, too, guys, just because, you know, we want to talk about offenses being offensive. We've seen the Saints struggling to put up points. The LSU's been not being able to get in the end zone. It's just been a rough year for Louisiana football fans besides Tulane, obviously.
And Oklahoma's playing for something.
Yeah, exactly. So
the other thing.
I'll lay 2.5 Oklahoma here.
Up next, we're heading to Neyland Stadium, number 20, Tennessee, 2.5-point favorites at home against number 14, Vanderbilt. Guys, I will be outright. I think the wrong team is favored here. Give me Vanderbilt easily. Bobby's also got Vandy covering the 2.5-point spread. Tennessee has so many questions defensively, and Diego Pavia is playing very hot football. Give me Vanderbilt. And they're still in the playoff conversation, by the way. They have two losses. I know they're ranked 14, but by the end of the season, if they have a 10-2 resume out of the SEC, it's at least a conversation here, guys. So give me Vandy. They got more to play for on the road at Tennessee.
Man, I love Vandy, and Pavia has just been magnificent. And really, they had Alabama by the teriyaki, so to speak, and they let him loose. Pavia tried to be Superman in that game, and it backfired. Charlie, I know you remember that, but that cover late in the game
I hated
by Alabama. So Vandy here for me, and I agree with you. To me, this is a pick'em game or Vandy favorite. I don't get it. I don't know what they're seeing with Tennessee, to be honest with you. Give me Vandy because they're better at quarterback. And I know this – they may play this game. This is our bowl game. This is our bowl game. We may not get into that top 12. This is where we show them how good we are.
It's becoming a very boring week with our picks, guys, because I'm rolling with Vandy as well. I was surprised to see Tennessee favored by 2.5 at home here.
Yeah, me too. Because I thought this would be a pick'em game. Basically, I really thought it'd be a pick 'em game. And to see that, and I get points. What? Give
right.
me that.
Sure.
Yeah, Vegas has been kind of weird with Tennessee games, guys. I think that they're kind of overestimating the effect of that home crowd, but we'll see. Anyways, guys, wrapping up with one of the funnest matchups of the entire weekend because of the situation that we're sitting at, the Iron Bowl, number 10 Alabama, 5.5-point favorites at Auburn. Jordan-Hare Stadium, if you ask any Alabama fan, they will say that place is haunted. They are not looking forward to this game. I talked with Dan Barron earlier on today, and I was just like, how you feeling, Dan? He's just like every other Alabama fan, I am worried about this upcoming weekend. Auburn can knock their rival out of the playoff conversation with a win here, this would be basically be their Super Bowl, and Alabama's got it all to play for after losing to OU a couple weekends back, guys. Bobby's got Alabama -5.5. I ultimately agree with him. I think that Ty Simpson and the Bama offense does enough here, at least in that passing attack, to get after Auburn's defense, which has been kind of so-so this year, guys. Give me Alabama on the road. I feel pretty wishy-washy about this one, but I think that the Crimson Tide and Kalen DeBoer ultimately get it done.
I think the big key here is Ty Simpson.
Right.
He's the big edge at quarterback. And, man, Alabama's secondary has really played well, especially in the latter part of the year. And that's playing to Auburn's strength is those receivers. Man, if I'm looking around, listen, it's open season. I'm trying to grab a couple of them receivers Auburn got because them dudes can play. Now, I don't know who can get it to them. Roll Tide. I know, Dan, you'll like to hear that, so I'll go with Alabama.
Another boring selection for me, guys, because I'm with you again in this one. So another clean sweep. Roll Tide indeed. Give me Bama -5.5 at Auburn.
That is five clean sweeps for rivalry weekend, guys. We all have Texas A&M. We all have Ohio State. All have Oklahoma, Vanderbilt, and Alabama rounding it out. And after this, we'll come back with three NFL games.
You heard it from Charlie Long. We'll be back with more of Sports Talk here at the Rouse's Market in Houma on Martin Luther King Boulevard with more Sports Talk after this, folks. Stay tuned on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, folks, as you get ready for your big Thanksgiving spread, Rouse's has you covered with fresh ingredients for gumbo, dressing, casseroles, and every traditional dish. Pick up sweet potatoes, Gulf oysters for your dressing, Militon for your family recipes. You got it. We're going to continue our Pick 6 segment. We got through for college selections, and unfortunately, everybody was the same right there. We'll see if there's any differences in our three NFL games. Charlie, what you got for us?
Guys, I think we'll at least have one difference, and we'll get to that later on. We're starting with Thanksgiving Day. The game that we ended up picking was the Packers at the Lions. Bobby's got the Lions -2.5, and oh boy, I was back and forth on this one. I'll take the Packers. This is such a toss-up type of game for me. I like both teams a bunch. I think that this is probably a bigger game for the Lions than it is the Packers if you look at the current standings. But the Packers were so impressive this past weekend, guys, against the Vikings. I know that J.J. McCarthy's having his struggles, but that defense really roared to life. I'm leaning on the Packers defense here and taking the points +2.5 in Detroit, guys. I don't feel great about it, though.
I love the Lions. I just think Thanksgiving Day in Detroit, they're a team that they need. The Packers, again, they're a play with your food team. Constantly. If they do that in this game, they're going to get beat. I'm just telling you. They better jump on Detroit early. I like the Lions.
Yeah, I see Dan Campbell with the big turkey leg at the end of the day. I'm going to roll with the Lions, too, here, -2.5.
I will stand alone with the Packers. I feel like they play up and down to their competition as well, guys. So I know the Lions are a really good team. It should be a really fun game. Up next, we got the Black Friday matchup, which will be a game that's on WWL. The Bears at the Eagles. The Bears are a surprise team in the NFC. The Eagles coming off a terrible loss to the Cowboys this past week, guys. But Philadelphia, 7-point favorites at home. Bobby's got the Eagles -7. I don't want to say the Bears are on fraud alert or anything like that, but I'll also take the Eagles. It's a 7-point spread. I think that they win by at least a touchdown.
Yeah, Philly gets introduced to Caleb Williams this week, so looking forward to seeing how that shakes out.
So who are you picking?
I'm going with the Eagles at home after that collapse against the Cowboys.
Man, how bad is that?
Awful.
Terrible.
So you know how Bobby's got that comment. It's a great day in America when the Saints win and the Cowboys lose. I thought about him. Man, when I saw 21-0, I'm like, well, goodness at least gracious. Then I flipped the game on, and I'm like, uh-oh.
Right.
We're in trouble here.
7-14 tied up. Uh-oh.
And listen, they went for it on 4th-and-1 and didn't get it.
Right.
And gave the Eagles another shot. I got to figure somewhere along the line, the Eagles bounce back. This is a shaky pick for me, but I'm going to go with Philly.
All right, guys, that is a clean sweep for the Eagles -7 at home against the Bears on Black Friday. Wrapping things up, we have the Saints at the Dolphins on Sunday for Week 13. Miami -5.5 at home. Bobby's got the Saints. I will disagree with him here. And just listening to how Mark Schlereth talked about Mike McDaniel and how he keys up that offense to play to its strengths, it's got me worried for the Saints defense in this one. Give me the Dolphins -5.5. I know they've been very wishy-washy, up and down, hot or cold, whatever you want to call it. I think that they win by a touchdown.
Yeah, to me, the Saints have no running game, and they got Deion.
Yep.
To me, that was the big difference in this game. Their defense has played better, but, man, they gave – say, I don't want to say gave away, but they traded their best player defensively, Jalen Phillips, to the Eagles. What happened, Steve? Come on. But he looks good, though. He looks good in that Eagle green.
Right.
But you know what? Man, Dolphins for me.
Yeah, sadly, guys, I'm picking Miami, too. I was all psyched up about that momentum we talked about before the bye week for the Saints at Carolina. They laid a big egg against the Atlanta Falcons, and this team seems allergic to the end zone. I don't see how you can pick the Saints at all right now. I'm going to roll with Miami at home.
They Bobby's are who we thought they were.
Yeah.
At the end of it, guys, we're looking at five clean sweeps in college football and then one clean sweep in the NFL with the Eagles on Black Friday. I got the Packers. All three of you had the Lions. And then Bobby's got the Saints, and the rest of us have the Dolphins.
I'll shock it.
We'll see how this shakes out, gentlemen. The good thing is we got Thanksgiving coming up Thursday, and then we got Thursday, Friday, Sunday football for NFL.
I told Bob, if you'd have been against the Saints every time, you'd be way ahead of us. Way ahead here. But he continues to do it. God bless him.
Wrapping up things at the Rouse's Market in Houma, folks. WWO Sports Talk. Be back with even more right after this. Welcome back into Sports Talk, folks. Want to let you all know, tomorrow, don't miss Drew Brees on WWL Sports Talk. He appears every Wednesday. He'll break down the Saints-Falcons game. Also, sizing up the performance coming up against the Miami Dolphins. Don't miss Drew Brees, the ultimate Saints conversation with the legendary quarterback. That's tomorrow, 4:30 on WWL.
Well, he did it. I really thought he did a great job.
See, I missed that, Mike, okay. And I haven't gotten back to the
normally, I listen to Mike and Deuce, but I wanted to hear Drew. And, man, I thought he was really good. Really, really good covering the game between the Saints and the Falcons. I thought he did an excellent job. And listen, you can't go to school for this, okay? You just got to do
it. The feel of it, right.
It's the reps.
Yeah.
And he brought that up last week to us because Bobby's like, man, yeah, you did good, Drew. And he was like, no, I didn't. I needed my reps, Bobby. But, hey, come to Rouse's. Just remember, you can purchase a Harmel Cure 81 ham. And you can get a free Butterball turkey. How about that?
Well, for Mike Dottiglia, Luke Augusta, DePaul Smith, and Charlie Long, I'm Steve Geller. Have a great night, everybody. From the Rouse's Market here in Houma, Martin Luther King Boulevard. Have a great Thanksgiving, folks. Who dat?
Who dat?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.